Fred Finn Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 66th Berlinale. Today I'm with Morgan Neville, director of the musical Strangers, screening here in the Berlinale special gala section. So Morgan, how did it all start? I figured that you started to work on this film before 20 Feet from Stardom.
I started this film in the middle of making 20 Feet from Stardom, and it happened with a phone call from Yo-Yo Ma saying, will you come meet me to discuss shooting a concert? And so I flew out to Boston, and it was a rainy night. I went to his house, and we had drinks and food, and we laughed, and we talked about family and philosophy. And at the end of that evening, I was willing to follow him with a camera anywhere in the world. And that was 4 years ago. And he kind of did to me what he does to all these musicians he plays with. He's like a Pied Piper, that he lures you in because he's the most charming man ever. And he makes you understand kind of the value of what you're doing, too. It's interesting because as a filmmaker, I was on the same journey he was on. I mean, he's been asking himself his whole life, what can I do with music to make this a better world? And I think as a filmmaker, you always ask yourself, what can I do with film to make this a better world? You know, that this is not just for entertainment, though entertainment's great. It has to mean something more. And so I felt in sync with him.
So from this chat, I guess that you decided not to do a concert film, but a whole different film to shoot around the world.
I actually shot a concert with him, and just to get to know him. And at the end of that, even before that, I think we decided that there was so much happening under the surface of what was going on with the Silk Road Ensemble that we needed to tell that story. You know, this has been a journey he's been on for a long time to figure out what happens if you take musicians from vastly different backgrounds and put them together. I mean, nobody had ever done anything like this, and it's a cliche to say that music is an international language, but it is. So what does that really mean? What happens when you take a Chinese folk musician that plays in a different tonality with a cellist from a Western classical tradition? You know, and what you realize is that humans are very good at harmonizing with one another in every which way. You know, that music is a perfect way for building that empathy. And to me, that's been the big thing. You talk about the music of strangers. The thing is, if you play music with somebody, you can't be a stranger with them anymore. You know, you have to empathize with them. And to me, building empathy is the most important thing we can do right now as a world, really.
What I like the most about the film is the energy, the connections. They're like a big family. And as Yo-Yo Ma says, when he's with the Iranian musician on stage, this is my brother. We were separated at birth. So did you have this in mind while shooting, or it came naturally?
I saw that they had become family by the time I started shooting. So that was not a surprise to me. But the thing that there were so many small surprises. So, for instance, the Kehan Kalor plays a kamanche, which is like a Persian spike fiddle that has four strings. And that seems like the purest Persian instrument for 1,000 years. But the reality is it used to have two strings until they saw violins and they decided they better have four strings, too. So something that seems like the purest Persian instrument is, in fact, influenced by a Western instrument. And I heard those stories over and over and over. And to me, it became about the fallacy of purity. That, in fact, there is no purity. And things we think of as pure Persian or Chinese or Japanese or Spanish or what have you are, in fact, influenced by each other going back thousands of years.
What were the difficulties of shooting around the world in places where it's actually, I think, very difficult to shoot?
Yeah, we shot in 7 languages, which was very difficult. It was a challenge. It was one of the hardest projects I've ever had to do in that way. And trying to figure out how to tell a specific story about big ideas, that was really the hardest thing, because these big diffuse ideas of how culture matters, how do you translate that into a person's story or into a song? And so that was hard. That was very hard. So that's why it took 4 years.
What did you pick? Did you choose this particular characters to develop the story? I mean, was there any other key to select them, geographical, for example?
All that, the, having a one represented geographic diversity and gender diversity, but really, and a diversity of experience, that they had different experiences. But to me, part of what it is in the West, particularly in America, we tend to think of culture as nice but frivolous. You know, when we cut education programs, the arts always get cut first. But when you really look at what the arts do, it teaches improvisation, creativity, collaboration, things that are essential to having a healthy society, and empathy. And when you look at musicians from cultures that have paid a big price for being an artist in those countries, it reminds you of the power of culture. And of course, you know, if you look at cultural revolutions in, you know, Russia, China, Syria, Iran, Spain, even that, and whether they're political or religious cultural revolutions, ultimately they're called cultural revolutions because that's how you subjugate a people. You erase how they define themselves, how they unite themselves. So for me, reminding people of the power of culture was important. And it's hard because culture's soft, you know, it's hard to measure, like economics or politics, you know, which is why I think it gets discounted so easily.
He says in the movie that Yo-Yo Ma has a mission, and as every time he just steps out of the airplane, he just begins his work, and not only as a musician, but as a person who has something important to say. Could we say the same about you?
I don't have the energy that Yo-Yo has, because at the end of every day, he would be the last person there. You know, today you would have to drag him out. I mean, I remember leaving hotels with him, and he'd be in deep conversations with the bellboy at the hotel every time until we had to drag him onto the bus. And to him, that's the kind of the joy of his work. Like, I wish I had his energy and kind of willingness to spread that kind of goodwill. You know, I try and do it with my films. I can't do it. I mean, he's out on the road and has been living on the road for 40 years. So,
do you think that this energy that he has can be summed up in when he says, okay, I want to be a musician when I grow up, and he says that you cannot do
yes.
both. So
yes.
maybe he's now growing up. I mean, he's still a child in that sense, you know?
No, I think he's a child in many senses. Which, you know, is an admirable thing to have, you know, that kind of sense of looking wide-eyed at the world. I mean, he's the least cynical person, too. There's nothing jaded about him at all. And that's difficult to maintain, being a professional musician, recording artist, all these things in an industry that is so tough. But I think that comes through in his art, too. I mean, I've seen it over and over. And it's interesting, he has this like Jekyll and Hyde transformation where he can be cracking wise, and then he picks up a cello and he, you know, it's like you just start crying. And it's just like that, you know, it's, I don't know how he does it, but, you know, it's a gift.
You said that politics and international crisis are somewhere in the background of the film, and it's not the most important thing in your movie, but somehow you're sort of underlining it, especially in the end of the film. So how important is this part?
Very important. And the fact that you can see it through the eyes of somebody like Kenan, to me, makes it that much more important. But I didn't even realize when we started making the film.
You know, watching it yesterday.
Yeah. Now, I mean, it's amazing to see how it's changed, even since we were filming at the Zaatari refugee camp in Jordan. That was almost a year and a half ago we filmed in there. Nothing. It's gotten much worse since then. And Syria's gotten much worse since then. But I mean, this whole idea of home started originally as an idea that, thinking about tradition, you know, which is these musicians all come from a tradition and they learned it incredibly well, and then they all departed with it in some way. They left their home, they left their home country, they left their tradition and went away, and then they all turn back to it in some way at the end. You know, and that's been Yo-Yo's journey, and that's been, you know, Wuman and Kinan and Christina. But the importance of home now just has taken on all these other, you know, resonances with what's happening in the world, which it's tragic that it keeps getting more relevant, you know, as opposed to less. It's the thing. I mean, I don't know. Tonight, I'm very interested to see how it screens tonight. And they've invited, they gave away a large number of tickets to some Syrian refugees who are coming tonight to the screening. And I know there are a number of Syrian musicians coming tonight. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays. Yeah, so I don't know. And I haven't seen it with European crowd. I don't know. But I hope it helps humanize it in some small way. Yeah.
Was it hard to convince your protagonists to share their personal stories?
I mean, everybody, you know, and somebody like Kahan talking about Iran and everything he went through, talking about his family being killed, talking about running away. The other people in the ensemble said they had never heard him talk about any of those things. And I interviewed him many times over a couple of years to get him comfortable enough to trust me enough to talk about those things and to understand it. And I know it wasn't easy for him, and maybe it's part of, I don't know how much of it's him or how much of it's a kind of a Persian culture of not talking about those kinds of things, but it was hard. You know, there are certain cultures like Christina, who's wide open. Yeah. You know, which is great too. But that's part of your job as a filmmaker, is to just build trust with your subject. Yeah, but it wasn't easy in that way. Yeah.
Thank you, Morgan Neville, director of the musical Strangers screening at Berlinale, the 66th edition in the Berlinale special gala section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.